morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm here today for about 58 minutes. Before we get started, I do want to wish everyone a very happy and healthy new year and the best of everything in 2023. And I hope we see the year to an end together. Now, without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my friend, the chief executive officer, executive director, or whatever the else they want to call him, Sal Garazzo from the UCP of Western Massachusetts. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
Good, good. And all I want to say is you look marvelous there. Nice background.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Can you see the...
the forestry and the greenery. Yes, very nice. What I would like to do, Sal, at the end of this closeout of this year, is have you give like a little bit of a comprehensive 30,000-foot overview of everything that UCP does, because sometimes we're just not United Cerebral Palsy. We do a lot of things, and you can get down into the nitty-gritty of the different programs and the different services. And throughout this, I want to be recruiting people. This is a wonderful place to work. It's we need caregivers. We need a bunch of things. Sal knows what they are. But the point I want to make is that I've been in a lot of places, been a lot of jobs, lived in a lot of different parts of the world. And I want to tell you, when you work here at UCP, there's a culture of caring and giving. And if you're interested in becoming a caregiver, contact us and we'll help you out. But Sal, if you'd be so kind as to just kind of share all the various programs, because very often Sal and I hear this all the time. Well, we don't have anybody with cerebral palsy. Well, we have a lot of people here that don't have cerebral palsy.
Yeah, and we've grown beyond. They say more than just our name. So
yeah,
our agency has grown in the areas that we've always done really, really well. Right.
Yeah.
I'll talk about all the programs that we have and then the positions that make up those programs so that.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
If people are, hey, I never thought about applying for UCP, maybe they would encourage them to apply.
Yeah.
So probably best to start at the beginning. Our youngest people that we serve is our children's program. We serve right now about 200 children every year. We have the early intervention program, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program, that services children that have mild delays in development that are normal but need a little bit of extra support, to children that have pretty significant delays because of medical conditions that are going to need long-term support. This is a way of introducing families to the types of support that a child needs to help with developmental stages. Because, you know, they're finding that giving children services early prevents a lot of long-term problems.
Yeah.
This particular program is staffed by a tremendous group of professionals, developmental specialists, occupational therapist, physical therapist. Right now, this program led by Diana Sullivan has opportunities in speech therapy, but also licensed social worker and licensed mental health counselor. That's an area that's been open, and it's servicing kids from birth to three, and it's just a beautiful program. The other children's program is our brand new behavior support program for children with autism. Again, this is birth to three primarily. However, we do serve kids that are beyond 3 years of age, depending on the family's needs. And that's made up of licensed applied behavior analysts and registered behavior technicians. Mm-hmm. So we have specialists that come in and work on behavior. But the children's program is pretty much made up of professionals that are developmental specialists, behavior specialists, or licensed clinicians. That's a marvelous, you know, marvelous. Yeah. Then for the children that eventually become adults and they need longer term supports, and their families need to be educated about what types of services their child may or may not be eligible for, we have a family support program that helps with things like training, financial assistance, linkage to state agencies, really acts as the hub to provide families the types of support that they need to be able to. Could provide some type of respite services. It could provide classes for mostly individuals with intellectual disabilities and autism. They do art classes with CATA that are just phenomenal. They've done recreation programs. They have social activities. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. And that program, again, is made up of caregivers, clinicians, managers. We have some department programs that are out in the community. But the majority of that program is made up of day types of activities that that people really, really enjoy. And I always enjoy seeing the individuals here at UCP and at North Adams because they have such a great time with these types of activities.
Right. Yeah.
The family supports both for the individual and the families. Then we have our community living options program, which is our version of residential, which provides community supports. There we have direct care managers. We have managers that are actually in the homes. That is helping people to live independently in the community. And of course, we like assisting them through the use of technology so that they could be as independent as possible, which leads to our fourth program, which is the Assistive Technology Center, which now covers services throughout the entire state. And that program service is close to 2,000 individuals every year and growing. This year, probably going to be servicing close to 4,000 individuals with some of the new contracts. And that program has occupational therapists, physical therapists. We are looking for speech and language therapists. We're looking for computer technicians. If you're a person that has computer skills, we have a technology support program. And then our remote support center, which is caregiving that's done through our computer-based operation, where we work in a remote center and can monitor a person's independent living through the computers. And that's been a very, very interesting program.
Yeah. One of the things, too, and we'll go back over the openings again, and because of the morning show and people tune in at 8, so I want them to hear all the opportunities also. But part of what's one of the things I think the COVID was awful. There's no way to disguise that. It was terrible. But what it has done, and Sal and I and others here work with Mark Tessier, Dr. Mark Tessier, Jordan Wagner. They're from Ohio State University. And we are working together to get people into their own home with the use of technology. People with special abilities or disability, whatever you want to say. And also, people listen up here, especially seniors. Mm-hmm. There's technology now that can help you stay in your own home for as long as humanly possible and fit your physically able to do it. Mm-hmm. There's a group that I have found I like them a lot. It's Villages of the Berkshires. It's set up for seniors just for that purpose, to stay in their own home. We here at UCP of Western Mass have a remote monitoring center. And in that center, people can be at home, and yet there's help, there's people, human beings, voices, real people, not computers, that are right down the hall from where I'm sitting right now, that will let them communicate whatever their issue is. We have the devices such as Duralex or Ring Bell Door, all that can be monitored right from here. And the safety and the security is really terrific.
Yeah, and the reminders too. I mean, the technology is such that it gives people reminders when it's time to take medication or maybe do an activity. There was a little while ago, I think it's kind of waned away, but a little while ago there was a computer club that people socialized via the computer, which was really, really great for socialization. So, and again, it's with the intent of trying to keep people out of institutional care.
Right.
You know, that's so important to us. But more importantly, people really enjoy the freedom and the security of knowing that somebody's there without them necessarily having to have to be there all the time.
They're there at the touch of a bell or a call, but they're not sitting across from you staring at you.
Yeah, exactly.
And what we hear from the people who've gone into these programs is that they're in their own homes. And I think we would be remiss if we didn't give a shout out to Milltown Realty for all the help that they have given us. And they've been spectacular as far as finding places that we can install the technology and put people in. And knock on wood, it's going very well.
Yeah, we're up to 10 people. And the pilot program was Milltown. And Milltown was the first to introduce technology into the apartments, at least from a UCLA standpoint. And so far, we're up to 10 people, and it's proving to be pretty successful. I think that it just helps people feel like they can be independent, but support is always available to them.
Exactly, and you know, it's certainly not my field; it's Sal's field. So many other, I mean, our AET department and our people, our clinicians that work in that under the direction of Amy Santos, I have to tell you, dedicated, smart as all get out, and changing people's lives. And Sal, the motto here is life without limits. And boy, this is a breakthrough for a lot of people, the AT department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a huge joy of mine to watch people grow and develop and actually have, you know, pairing people up with professionals within their chosen disciplines to offer technology, because people have just benefited from it greatly.
Amazing. It's amazing stuff.
It really, really is. And, you know, it all starts off with an individual meeting, you know, because we don't just introduce technology that people don't want. That's not who we are. We basically sit down with people and get a sense of what it is that they need and what they're looking for and how technology can assist them. And then it's not just give them the technology and leave. The staff are really there to train them, to make sure they're comfortable with the technology. If they have an issue, that those issues can be resolved. If they have a computer issue, you know, that's a part of our program as well. They'll go out and fix the computer.
Yeah.
And then it's slowly a transition to remote care, you know, when a person is ready. But very successful. You know, people are, we're up to 10 people right now, and they're getting more and more comfortable with it. And, you know, we're learning a lot, in the process. Not every place is accessible because not every place has the internet, adequate to support the technology. And that's something that, you know, we hope to work with the state on. But, for those that, do have, the technology in place and it can be supported. It's been life changing.
You know, and I have to, you know, really shout out to our delegation. They have been so instrumental in helping so many people get this technology in their homes, the state funding. I guess I have to be careful what I say here. Let me say this first. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, the school committee, Mayor Tyer and the mayor's office, Peter Marchetti and the city council, Vinnie Barbarata in the highway department. But one of the things that I really feel, because I've been taken advantage of with computers, because you know what I know. But when our folks go in to do an evaluation, they're the best. I mean, they're not going to oversell you or undersell you. They're going to say this, you need this, and maybe this and this. But you can rest assured that you're getting the true skinny and what you absolutely buy. Yeah. I mean, I've worked, as I said, all over the world with a lot of different people. Between the caregivers and the clinicians and the technicians and all these people, when you have a problem, you have a team approach to solving it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a great way of saying it. And a team that's very concerned about making sure that the technology is not just appropriate, but it's also safe. Because, you know, we spend a lot of time, our products, the remote support technology, it's on its own separate server. Right. So there's a lot of protections that people can't access any of your information, which is an important part of the program. But let's say somebody just wants to have more technology. They want to maybe use a computer or have greater access to the internet. We spend a lot of time with people training them on cyber attacks, you know, things that they should be aware of. And so that becomes part of our program as well, because we want people to have a good experience with technology.
And here's the thing, too, with it. We don't leave you. You don't get one training session when you buy it. If because there's a lot, you know, sometimes there's a lot to comprehend. And if it's new to you, it's new. So our folks are available to go back and go until you are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And that's been actually brought to my attention. And that's certainly been rewarding that the staff at UCP, it's not a one and done type of thing. It's not a drop off a device and then just leave. That these are relationships to build, and people have been with us for years. We've been, you know, if you think about it, we've been monitoring and supporting technology for people with disabilities, the same people for years.
Yes, right.
And I mean, it's sometimes they don't need us for a full 12 months, but in the event that they do, we're available to them, and we just go out and help them out.
And you know, just when you can see how people, all of a sudden, they're in their own living room, and they feel safe, and they feel secure, and they can call mom, or call dad, or call grandma, and have a chat, it really does change their whole outlook on life, because I mean, think about it. I was in the Army in the barracks. I'll make that comparison. The only place you could find a decent break was the commode. Yeah. But otherwise, you're around people. And it really, you never were alone. And this way here, you move someone from an institutionalized situation that they may have needed. I'm not going to second guess that. But now we have the technology to move them home.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and people have been pretty happy that there's alternatives to institutional care. you know.
Yeah.
That really now there are alternatives. And keeping people in their homes is a huge thing.
As a senior.
Yeah.
I know I don't look it. Thanks for saying that, Sal. But I am. I'm a senior. It's comforting for me to know that there is technology right now that I can bring into my house to make my life safer, better, and easier. That's the other piece. That's the piece sometimes we forget. By having this technology, we can make people's lives more fulfilling and easier.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I can remember the one lady. Remember the one lady we mentioned the Ring doorbell? We said, we can go right to your phone. You mean I won't have to get up? No. Oh, my God. You think we were going to launch her to land?
I know.
It changed her life because she had mobility difficulties.
Yep. Yeah, I it's fun to work with some of the seniors because even the simplest of things. Things like magnifying glasses, you know, most people don't look at that as technology, but that is an assistive device.
Oh, yeah.
And you could get things like that through our assistive technology center.
Yeah.
Things like modified lights so you can see things a little bit better. You know, there's
the people who have tremors, utensils.
Yeah, there's modified utensils that can help deal with things like tremors or deal things like range of motion issues. And, you know, if there's a problem that people have, there's a group of people dedicated to helping them find a solution. At some point, Bill, maybe we can spend some time talking about how we actually keep people.
Yeah.
A little bit about who we are as an organization and kind of what we value.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to let people know that UCP of Western Mass has been recognized statewide to deliver a lot of services, most especially in the assistive technology department. Mm-hmm. Sal, I'm going to let Sal take over now, and then we'll repeat some of this in the second half of the show. But if you are interested, Sal, I'll give you all the contact. And we give tours. All we ask is that you let us know, and we'll set up a date. There's one other department before I give it up to Sal. We loan durable medical equipment. And basically what it is, it's truly a loan program. It costs you nothing. You sign a slip, and if you need it for 2 weeks because you've had your hip replaced, fine. If you need it for 5 years because that's what you have left in this life, fine. We don't hunt you down. We don't bug you. And if you have durable medical equipment, walkers, metal crutches, commodes, shower chairs, call us. I'll give you all the info. Call us. Tell us what you have. It's in good condition. Make an appointment. You drop it off. We go through it, check it all out, make sure it's good. Then we put it through our sterilizer and loan it back out again, paying it forward, always paying it forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of our most popular programs.
Yeah, and it changes for someone who needs a walker and is confined or a wheel later or whatever. It changes their life. Again, it's their freedom.
Yeah.
So you were going to talk about the culture and stuff.
Yeah, I think, we talk to a lot of people that come to UCP because they're interested in learning about employment opportunities here. And one of the things that I'm always so happy to hear about is just the experience that they have. And, you know, I say, how are things going? And they say, you know, it's really impressive how welcoming people are here at UCP. And there's a tremendous sense of caring and a tremendous sense of support. And it helps because people say that that really helps give them some of the support that they need to deliver on the mission. And that comes all the way from the board of directors wanting to make sure that there's a culture in our organization where people do care, and the board has interest in the staff, and certainly places upon me the expectation to do whatever I can to support the staff. And, you know, that comes out in just how we work with people. You know, we have a family-like atmosphere where people feel comfortable and good about coming to work. We have different staff appreciation activities. We just recently had a staff dinner, which was just over at Zucchini's. It was wonderful. It was really, really wonderful. And it gave us an opportunity to recognize some staff. And we're going to have a holiday party coming up pretty soon. And we do things that, you know, are enjoyable and give people an opportunity to just have fun. But, you know, not every work environment has this sort of family atmosphere. Okay. And I think that, you know, people have been impressed during our orientation to say, it's a really different place. And, you know, we take people coming into the organization very, very seriously. And we've had several people that have been with us for years.
Years and years.
Years. And, you know, so if you're looking for a different type of employment experience, you may want to just give us a try.
Yeah, and I think it's so important that we really convince people that this isn't malarkey. It really isn't. That you come to work here, it shouldn't take you long to feel you're part of a family.
Yeah.
And everybody's pulling the wagon in the same direction. And, you know, as I said, this isn't my first rodeo, and not every rodeo is like this.
Yeah.
So I do want to also say that when you do work here, it's the fulfillment that you feel working with people who may not have all the gifts and privileges and talents that you have is so rewarding, so fulfilling. I mean, I've never had a job where I leave some nights and I feel so fulfilled that I've done something good for somebody else. We're going to take a break. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial. The other bald-headed guy that you see besides me, his name is Sal Garazzo. He's the executive director of UCP of Western Mass. We are located in two places, 208 West Street, right behind the Big Y, and on the Curran Highway in North Adams. And we really services the motto here. It really let me rephrase that. Service and caring. Those are the two words that I take from here, and I feel every day when I come in here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and we're simulcasting on Spectrum TV, channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Mantiques, a 7,000 square foot shop featuring collectibles, antique signs, and much more for your garage, bar, man cave, or she shed. Open Thursday through Monday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and located on Route 7 in Lanesboro. And from Greylock Grounds Drive Through and Cafe, featuring different varieties of local coffee and tea from Six Depot Roastery Cafe. Greylock Grounds K-Cups are locally brewed and the only biodegradable compostable K-Cups using a local roaster. Visit their drive-through location on Route 7 in Lanesboro, serving coffee, paninis, ice cream, and more. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community Action Council. BCAC is in need of licensed contractors to service low-income clients who are in need of insulation and heating upgrades, offering a consistent project pipeline, quick payment turnaround, and more. Contact Julie for more information at 413-418-3664.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBRFM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. The guy you see sitting there, his name is Sal Grimazzo. He is the executive director of UCP of Western Mass. We have two locations in Berkshire County and one in Hampden County. And we're opening an office in Springfield. So we're busy little people here. But Sal, for those that are just joining us, we're doing this show today at the end of the year because, well, I'm very thankful for this year. It's been a great year for me personally and for UCP professionally and personally. I get to work with really great people every day. We have our share of laughs and the care and the quality of the care second to none that I've ever seen. And I mean that sincerely. Our caregivers, I put up against anybody in the world. Our technicians, anybody in the world. Our clinical staff, anybody in the world. And but Sal's going to go over. I know we did this early on in the show. But we'll go over it again. We have a variety. UCP, really, the United Cerebral Palsy, we do that. We're part of that national affiliation. But we do so much more. And Sal's going to give you a 30,000-foot overview of the various programs we offer.
Yeah. So, again, you know, last year we served 2,600 people with different abilities, individuals with CP, but individuals with intellectual disabilities, autism, people that have suffered strokes, all different types of disabilities people can come to UCP for. And, you know, we have a children's program, early intervention and a behavior support program that covers kids birth to three. We have a family support program that acts as a clearinghouse of information and training to families that have children with long-term needs. This is the place that they can come to for what's called community navigation services in case they have any questions about what their children might be available for. We have a community living options program, which is basically helping people live as independently as possible, whether they need PCA services or companion services or just help around the house. You know, if they qualify for that program, we provide that type of support. And then finally, our largest program is our assistive technology program that offers devices and education and training and evaluation and access to technology so that people could live as independently as possible. We do this for individuals on state contracts, but we also do it for school districts. We do it for the general community that just wants to learn about assistive technology. It acts as a library. And the important thing to remember with regards to assistive technology, at least, you know, general population is available to just come in and try something out. They can, you know, maybe they have a loved one that, they'd like to introduce. I got a call just the other day. Somebody was looking for some speech generating devices and they just wanted to come in and see what was available.
Yeah.
You know, so they can come in. There's no cost to the service. Again, it is like it's a community service. It's intended to be like a library, you know. Somebody can come in, there's no cost, it's available. And you know, there's 99% of the people that leave the AT center say to us, I didn't know that that was available until I came to UCP. So it's a great place and you get a great feeling when you work at a place like UCP. And I keep telling people it's one of the best jobs I've ever had.
Yeah, I pretty much you and I have discussed this. I feel the same way. It's to me when you come here, there's certainly demand, but it's a demand because you're taking your skills and abilities and education and talents to help people less fortunate than you. And first, at the end of the day, you leave here and you feel like I've accomplished something for somebody less fortunate than I, but still very capable of doing very, very many things. Many of them go on to do, they're working, they're living alone, they're living in their own apartments via technology, and they're living a fulfilling and happy life.
Yeah, it's I forgot what I was going to say, but the staff that come here just I know what I was going to say. You know, we try and very hard to measure some of the things about people making progress and being better with their lives. And one of the biggest measures is just their feedback about how things are going. And we've got a bulletin board that has our thank you notes, you know, and we get thank yous from all over people, whether it's a ramp that was put in or piece of technology and equipment, or it's nice to see the thank you notes come in. It's certainly not expected, but we get so much good feedback from the community about the services that UCP offers.
And you know, too, some of it, we're talking the high tech and getting people and ring doorbells and more, even more, way more high tech than that. We have another program here that is just a stellar program. It's called our Durable Medical Equipment Use Program. And Sal can explain it to you. That is probably one of our most popular programs. It's to see people have a walker and all of a sudden have mobility. They can get up out of their chair and go to the kitchen or go to the bathroom or change a TV. You know, I was laughing today with somebody about remote controls. I was my father's remote control.
Uh-huh.
You know, Billy, turn that on channel 10. Okay, Dad. But there's so many things that we have to help people's lives. And one of them is our durable medical equipment. And it's a true loan program. There's no money involved anywhere. You come in, you say, if we have it, I need a shower chair. Okay, if we have it, bingo. Now, let me make this plea to all of you out there listening. If you have durable medical equipment and it's in good order, give us a call down here. So I'll give you all the info. Give us a call and we'll set up an appointment, drop it off, and we'll go through it, check it all out, make sure it's good. We'll run it through our sterilizer, and then we'll play it forward to who now needs whatever piece of equipment you've done. This program has helped so many people just get by day to day.
Yeah. It is our most popular program.
Yeah.
Team's done a wonderful job communicating this. Yeah. So successful for us here in Western Massachusetts that the state Mass Rehab Commission invited us to coordinate this for the entire state. So we're setting up with our community partners that are other agencies that are committed to this project to set up these types of centers where people can get equipment throughout the entire state. Our goal is to have 13 access points by the middle of next year. And those access points are the Cape and Metro Boston. And
I'll go to Cape.
I know you will. You know, it's surprising that with all these great programs, the one area that had difficulty putting a program together was actually Boston. And you would think that some of the resources and things like that. So that's on our plan to make sure that we provide supports and services. The other thing that's important that we're going to be working on is being able to offer programming and make sure that people know about these services in different languages.
Very interesting. Yeah.
We are part of our relationship selection with our community partners is looking for those agencies that also have expertise in being able to know their communities and to be able to communicate with the people in their community.
Yeah.
That, if you only offered a brochure in English, you wouldn't be able to reach. So part of the reason that we went with the community partner model was so that we could tap into some of these community agencies that could assist us in those areas that are hard to serve, you know?
Yeah, when you get out of Berkshire County, you get down around Lowell and Lawrence and places like that, you have big Vietnamese communities, Cambodian communities, and Somalian. And so just to do that, I mean, that it's a big nut to crack, but it's certainly worth it, because then you open the door up to everybody. And language shouldn't be a barrier if you're in need of technology or a walker or Kamo, whatever. You know, and that's kind of the attitude here. Nobody really, what's your need is what's looked at here, not what you look like or where you're from or what any. What's your need and how can we help fulfill your need?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an underlying component of this entire agency.
I can see the staff as they try and figure out, particularly if somebody's needs are complicated. It's a lot of fun watching them put their talents together to try and support a particular need. And they're an incredibly creative group. And it's fun to watch them do things that other agencies maybe wouldn't be able to do, or maybe other people wouldn't be able to do. But, you know, they work together as a team. It's sometimes a lot of different disabilities or disciplines helping each other out. And they have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that we realize here, when I say we, I mean everybody, especially those that render care to members, is that everybody is unique and everybody is deserving of all of our talents and abilities and skills and technology and mechanical, whatever. But when they come here, they're accepted. You know, I said to somebody the other day, some of the people that we have here during the day, I don't look at them as patients or members. I look at them as friends.
Yeah.
You know, and just their successes. What we may think, we have to move a mountain to be successful. Sometimes them just being able to pick up a fork and feed themselves
mm-hmm.
is like a gold medal success. Mm-hmm. And when you see that and you experience things like that, I really think it makes us better people inside.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And again, it goes back to UCP being a family.
Right. Exactly.
And it's not just a family because the staff are, you know, enjoy working with each other. We accept everybody into our family and, you know.
Yeah. And there's so many people that need help. There it is, plain and simple. There's so many people that need help and want help, and really, when you see some of the successes that people can make with a little bit of help, it reinforces your faith in mankind and humankind. I should say not mankind, humankind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think the pandemic was just an example of how much the staff and the agency at UCP cares about the the mission. And I know that we've done prior shows about that. I was just thinking about, you know, it always seems like right around this time, Bill, you and I do a program. It's our kind of like our holiday program.
Yeah, yeah. We've been doing it for a few years now. And I mean, to me, that this is a perfect time for a program from us, because this is what we do, not just holiday season. We do it all year. But for some reason, the holidays, and to see the people that we interact with, staff and people that need our help, this time of the year, it just seems to be a little bit more rewarding.
It really is. It really is. And it's nice to see people in the holiday spirits. It's nice to see people, you know, attending parties and doing a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good time to be here.
So we're going to give you some numbers, and if you're interested in joining us or coming to talk with us or sending us your resume, and we'll get a hold of you, please do. This was a term I used to use all the time, but now once I say it, you'll understand why I'm not saying. What do you have to lose? Really and truly, think about it. We our salaries are competitive. We've got a great work environment. I'm not going to malarkey you. The job isn't always easy because of the nature of the job. But, you know, sometimes when you go through that, a tough time or a tough day, you're a better, stronger, more resilient person. And you've learned something. I mean, you really have. So, Sal, you want to throw some numbers and stuff out there?
Yeah, if you have any, if you want to
get the winning numbers of the Mega Millions.
Try these numbers.
Yeah.
413-442-1562 is our phone number. And if you want to apply for some of the positions or see what positions we have available, just go to our website at www.ucpwma.org.
Yeah, and again, drop a resume, you know, send us a resume if you want, call, set up an appointment. If you want to come in and just walk around, see the people, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
And talk to staff here. It's really, really not a problem for us and to have you do that. I invite anyone, please call, make an appointment. To come in, if you're in need of, or you think you might be in need of, assistive technology, please, please give us a call. Come in, see what we have to offer, and you will be, if you're not astonished, then I don't know what to tell you, because the everything from VR to, like Sal said, the eating utensils that have a mini gyroscope in it. So you can tremor all you want, or it won't make a bit of difference. That stays smooth as it can be. So we're here. This is kind of a sales pitch. It really is. And I'm going to disguise it. Come see us. You want to work in a great place? We're here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the people who work here, I can't. You know, I tell them every day just about, I can't do what you do, especially, and most of you who know me, especially the people at WTBR and PCTV, especially the people in the assistive technology place. They don't let me touch anything when I walk in there. So, but please do get in touch with us. And Sal, closing remarks?
Again, if you're looking for a place that's different, one that you're not just a number in, come and give us a call. I try really hard to get to know everybody by on a first name basis. It's been a little bit more difficult as the agency's grown, but if you're looking for a different place, come to work at UCP.
Yeah, and from Sal and all the people at UCP, our members, our staff, everybody, and their family, the members' families, we wish you a happy and a healthy new year, and one filled with joy and really happiness. Yep. It's I say this, and this is just me. I'm really burned out on negativity. I really am. When there's real people who have every reason in the world to be negative, but yet laugh and smile and make our day, it's just truly amazing. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Please be safe over New Year's. If you go out New Year's Eve, never drink and drive. But be well, be safe. I wish you and Sal wishes you the very best of 20. Are you ready? 23. So God bless. As I say to everybody, God bless every day. God bless and take care of each other. That's what UCP does so well. It takes care of each other and everybody that comes in its way. Talk to you soon. God bless. Sal, thanks a million.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, everybody. Happy New Year.